Hello and welcome to this week's podcast from Revenue Rocket. This is Mike Harvath, President and CEO of the firm, and we're broadcasting live and direct from our world headquarters in Bloomington, Minnesota. Today, we're going to talk about why it's the right time to buy another firm. We hear a lot of, about market timing as it relates to selling, but we certainly don't hear a lot about, well, why is it a good time to buy, and what's a business case to buy, and why should you buy in a hot market? I think, here on the Shoot the Moon podcast, we oftentimes talk about, a lot of the sausage making of M&A. We get into the, why should we look at evaluation a certain way and why should we look at that? But we certainly don't think about, the nuance of the timing of a particular deal. And in this case, we want to just unpack that a little bit. We know that if you don't have an active and proactive, buy-side initiative in your business, that you're leaving about 50% of your growth potential on the table. So I'll say that again. You're leaving about 50% of your growth potential on the table if you're not proactively open to and looking for, buying another company to accelerate your growth. When you buy a company that is consolidating in a market that is consolidating quickly, kind of a hot market right now. A lot of people are open to having M&A conversations, which is a good thing. They're not, completely augured in on just business operations. They're looking at, how do they grow and is there new ways to grow? And certainly there's a record amount of private equity flowing into our space, which is also a big tell that it's probably a good time to buy, when investors, professional investors are looking at, buying into the market, if you will. As we look at the business case to buy, we look at, first you need to have a strategic alignment, right? One in which kind of 1 + 1 = 3. If that makes sense, then you can also look at, cultural alignment. Cultural alignment is pretty critical. Can I work with these guys? Should I consider an acquisition of them? Do they think about customer care and all the things that we think about employee care in a similar way, or is it vastly different? And then generally my experience has been that, and our experience as a firm has been that if those things are lined up, we can figure out financial fit. So those are, pretty critical to getting a deal done. But, back to kind of why buy. Certainly, it's the fastest path to growth. If you look at, what it would take to grow a firm equal to your size, it's taking you a while, probably, 10, 15, 20 years. I don't know. It's probably taking you a good amount of time to grow your firm to your current size. If you think through an acquisition, you certainly have the capacity, probably, if your firm is run well and you're ready and you don't have a lot of debt, to double the size of your firm through an acquisition. We get a lot of questions about how big a firm can I buy, and generally we say that a comfortable and relatively safe acquisition is one where you can buy a firm about half your size. Now, with that said, though, certainly there's plenty of folks that are open to taking on more debt or maybe want to take more risk, and in that case, you can buy a firm about the same size as yours. And so when you think about that, what is the upper limit of the firms you should be considering acquiring? It's generally about your same size, but as a general practice, we think a firm about half your size is a little safer bet. Certainly, there's some consolidation savings that you can, experience. And generally, we don't recommend that our clients buy firms for consolidation savings. We think that that does not necessarily make sense. There is some savings to be had. You don't need two, accounting departments and, two sets of infrastructure and two offices or three or whatever it might be. If you're in the same city, oftentimes you can consolidate and save a little money. I think a lot of people new to M&A think that's really where they're going to make the money and the opportunity with an M&A deal. It's really not. It's really in the opportunity to have new customers come into your fray. It's really in a way to expand your sales reach and build your brand more quickly. And it's really about upside opportunity. And so when you think about doing a transaction, you want to say, well, what will this do for our growth potential and the ability to, you know, build the firm into something bigger than it is today? And that's, you know, really what it is. You can grow through acquisition, obviously a heck of a lot faster than organically, like we talked before. But you can also contribute to profit in a meaningful way, and have it be, you know, accretive to profit right away if the deal is structured right, even if you're going to take on debt to do the deal. And that's, you know, certainly something we can take offline. If you want to talk more about that, feel free to reach out to us at info@revenuerocket.com, or there's some resources on our website that you can look at revenuerocket.com, and you can learn more about how that comes together. So certainly growth and expansion and acceleration of that growth and expansion should be a primary reason to do a deal. And in a hot market, you have people that are open to having conversations generally because they know it's a hot market. Sellers generally want to have a conversation. And I think as long as you don't get, you know, too far over the tips of your skis or get deal fever, as we call it, where you fall in love with deals and want to pay any price to acquire them, during a hot market, you're probably fine. I think, you know, some of the metrics that you need to be aware of are, if you're going to acquire a firm, you really need to be at an IRR of over 20%. And you can do some research on that. That's internal rate of return over 20%, which in general portends about a 5-year payback on your investment. And if you can structure a deal that way, you're generally in pretty good shape in your ability to, you know, make the investment and make things happen. Also, as you know are considering what you should think about from, you know, why buy and why now and all that stuff, has to do with, you know, kind of no time like the present, right? So as you grow your business, we don't know kind of what the macroeconomic factors are going to be in the future. You know, we're in a relatively good economic cycle right now, and it's generally a good time to buy and take on risk when there is a rising tide in the economy, which will help buoy the business that you acquire and make integration much easier. If we're in a declining economic cycle, it's very challenging to do that if demand, for example, is falling off or you have other risks, systemic risks in the economy. It makes it harder to get your head around doing a deal. I think that's part of why there's so many private equity firms and venture firms that are doing acquisitions right now, is predominantly because we're in generally a good, you know, a period of good, you know, solid growth in the economy and generally reasonable monetary policy. So, you know, getting loans and debt is relatively inexpensive. So, you know, it's not a bad time to take some risks in your business. So, you know, what kind of firm should you acquire? We often get asked that question. You know, generally a firm that is like yours, that's in a different geography or in a different vertical market, or maybe even the same vertical market, could be a clone of your firm, is generally a good strategy, right? One that gives you an expansion position to, you know, focus. Or it may be a firm that helps you specialize in a vertical market. You know, we're big proponents of verticalization here at Revenue Rocket, and we talk a lot about that. And oftentimes people do acquisitions to have a catalyst to help them do a strategy transformation in their business, and one maybe to verticalization. Certainly adjacent markets are ones that are quite interesting. We've had many clients acquire adjacencies that align particularly to their vertical market. And that might be other services firms like, you know, digital marketing agencies or other kinds of companies that could work in their customer base that maybe they're not core to their business, but certainly the same customer would acquire those services as an example. So it's got to complement an expansion strategy one way or another, either just through more of the same or through sort of a broader footprint in the market or through an adjacency. For it to really, really work. As we think about where are the hot, you know, spots in the market and what's not, certainly it's pretty hot in the managed services space. For those of you that are managed service providers that are listening to our podcast, you already know that. I mean, you see great growth potential. There's great consolidation. We've got all kinds of financial and strategic buyers that are in the space, as well as sellers. And the market is consolidating quite quickly. We also see quite a bit of hot market activity sort of in custom development, what we'll call a cloud dev, DevOps, people that are building custom apps for on-prem or in the cloud. I'd say most custom app developers are deploying in the cloud today just because it's relatively easy and much faster and less expensive to do so. And we still see strong demand sort of for custom development, custom software development, whether that be in support of, you know, analytics or based on AI and ML type areas, or if it's more, you know, just for core business apps or line extension apps on custom development. And then we also see, you know, certainly quite a bit of velocity and consolidation today in the Microsoft Dynamics space, sort of in the Salesforce CRM space, and other areas where apps are kind of hot. I would say most of the Microsoft apps, that market is consolidating quickly as it's moving more to the cloud, but also the cloud-based ERP apps and the cloud-based CRM apps seem to be points of light where there's consolidation. Certainly, we work with clients and are representing firms in all of these areas. And so as you guys are out there and doing your work, if there's interest in understanding more about that, as I mentioned before, you can reach out to us at info@revenueracket.com to learn more. So that will tie a ribbon on it. We wish you all a great first quarter of 2020. And if we can be of any help, feel free to reach out. Take care.